This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Joe Biden made an impressive showing in the Democratic presidential primaries, winning 8 states, the AP's Julie Walker reports.
A resurgent Joe Biden swept a victory across the country on Super Tuesday, scoring primary wins in the upper Midwest and African-American strongholds in the South in a dramatic offensive against progressive rival Bernie Sanders. Even let dairy die protesters couldn't knock Joe Biden off stride on Super Tuesday.
We are very much alive.
He also told supporters in Los Angeles,
people are talking about a revolution. We started a movement. We've increased turnout.
Knocking one of Sanders' signature lines and stressing he can deliver votes.
We need to bring everybody along. Everybody. We want a nominee who will beat Donald Trump.
With a third of the delegates up for grabs on Super Tuesday, the race shifted dramatically over the past few days as Biden locked up key endorsements. I'm Julie Walker.
Bernie Sanders won 4 states early Wednesday. Biden and Sanders were locked in a close battle in Texas and Maine, where the races are still too close to call. Senator Elizabeth Warren finished a disappointing 3rd place in her home state of Massachusetts, and New York former Mayor Mike Bloomberg's planned to reassess his candidacy on Wednesday after spending more than $500 million to not suggest one victory in American Samoa. People who live in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are trying to recover from tornadoes that tore through the state early Tuesday, killing at least 24 people and causing extensive damage. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says people around the state are rallying to help those in need, especially in the capital city of Nashville and the surrounding counties. President Trump said he plans to visit the affected areas in the state on Friday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House is issuing a directive that doctors are free to order coronavirus testing for anyone they feel could be infected. The AP's Jackie Quinn has that story.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's been some misunderstanding about guidelines for when to test for coronavirus. He says some officials were being told only those showing extreme symptoms should be tested, but government health officials are leaving it up to doctors' discretion, hoping to quickly detect people who are infected who risk spreading the virus to others. As for who's paying for that testing, Medicare and Medicaid recipients will be covered, but officials say for others, it's up to their insurers, and didn't say what will happen for the uninsured. Symptoms of COVID-19 can include fever, runny nose, cough, and trouble breathing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
United Nations canceled hundreds of human rights events because of the coronavirus concerns, Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from the UN in Geneva.
In announcing the decision, the president of the UN Human Rights Council, Elisabeth Tichy Fieselberger, tells delegates she has received an urgent letter from the UN Director General in Geneva spelling out measures that have to be taken in light of the coronavirus situation.
The Director General specified that that would entail canceling all side events and encouraging representatives to refrain from traveling to Geneva for the rest of the session. She also suggested that those special procedure mandate holders who are not already in Geneva could be encouraged to participate in the session via video conferencing.
Human rights spokesman Rolando Gomez says 200 side events will be canceled until the end of this council session on March 20th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Special Envoy says the United States is willing to give NATO ally Turkey ammunition alongside humanitarian aid in northwestern Syria, where Ankara is in a deepening standoff with Russia, Lucy Felder reports.
U.S. Special Representative to the region, James Jeffrey, visiting the no man's land between Turkey and Syria, said Washington would ensure U.S.-made equipment is on hand for Ankara.
Turkey has asked for help from NATO. They've asked for help from us. First of all, humanitarian help that Ambassador Kraft talked about. Secondly, as NATO allies, we share information. Turkey is a major purchaser of American weapon systems. As the president said recently, we'll provide supplies and other things to Turkey. We're also looking at other requests that Turkey has made either to us or to NATO as this conflict goes on.
Turkey shot down a Syrian government warplane on Tuesday, the 3rd since Sunday. While Russian military police are helping Syrian troops hold on to the strategic crossroads town of Sarakib, which controls access to Idlib City and Aleppo.
That was Lucy Felder. This is VOA News.